WIP 608.
Coming up next, duct tape. It really does fix everything. But I kind of feel like in 2015 there should be a better solution for my problem.
We'll tell you the problem.
Yeah.
Duct tape does, it does fix a lot of stuff.
Yeah, this is just weird.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
Heaven.
Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 6:12, Wednesday morning, duct tape.
Yeah, I go to the doctor. I got a little bit of a, what turned out to be a little bit of like a planter's wart.
Where?
On the bottom of my foot.
Oh, right, of course.
On the bottom of my foot. So I go, he's like, well, he goes, you don't want me, you know, going in there and digging that out. He goes, it's painful.
Okay.
So here's what you got to do. You got to go to a pharmacy. Mm. He goes, you're going to go buy the some wart remover stuff. You're going to come out of the shower. You're going to dry it off with cotton ball. You're going to throw a wart remover on it and some duct tape. And I'm like, looking at him like he's high. He goes, John, I'm
telling you. He must be joking, right?
He goes, John, I'm telling you. He goes, you're going to dry it off with a cotton ball, mm-hmm. and you're going to put the wart remover on there, and you're going to put duct tape on
right
there,
on top
and you're going to do it twice a day, every day, until it's gone. I go, what are you talking
rip
about?
Rip it off, put it back on, rip it off.
He goes, the duct tape will pull it off like layer by layer by layer until you get to the bottom of it, and it'll
that's
be gone.
That's the science right
and
there.
And I go, dude, it's 2015, man. You don't have a better plan.
Right. You don't have any special magic laser.
You know, it sounds like, I forgot, from Half-Baked when the Baldwin guy comes out from under the car. He's trying to make a bong. Give me a snorkel, a spoon, a snorkel, and an apple. You know, 2050, you can't come up with a better plan to get rid of this freaking thing?
It's true. Duct tape is everything. I fixed my sprinkler the other day in my garden with duct tape just because it was leaking.
Dude,
I'm
you know what?
I can wrap this up instead of going to find this piece, replacing it. It's just a plastic crack.
Listen to me.
Use the duct tape, and sure enough, it holds water in.
Roger.
Does a good job.
Roger, that makes sense. Duct tape is sold in a hardware store.
Yes.
The duct tape is not sold anywhere near the wart remover at Walgreens. They're not even
but
on
it
the,
should be.
They're not even on the same wall. They're not even, you know?
I'll tell you, it works, but you just got to be patient. It takes weeks.
Yeah, it's what he said.
But it does work.
It's what he said. It'll take a couple weeks. I'm just like,
my daughter had a little one on her finger for a long time. And they gave her like some acid or something like that that goes on. Or some sort of drops.
Yeah, it's
that helped to begin, taking it out.
It's a drop that he told me to go buy. And I went and I bought it. And I'm sitting there and I'm going to myself. He goes, you don't want me to remove this. He goes, if I got to go in there.
Is he sure?
He goes, if I got to go in there and I got to take that thing out, he goes, it's going to hurt like a bitch to walk for a couple weeks.
Ooh.
He goes, you don't want to deal with that. He goes, trust me with the duct tape.
Yeah, yeah, a little at a time.
He goes, I know you think I'm high. I'm not high.
You're high, Doc. You're high.
Yeah, no, duct tape, 2015.
Hey, sometimes the old stuff works good.
You got a prescription for that?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Here's your wart acid and some duct tape.
Right.
Unique prescription.
There you go.
Well, good luck with your planter's wart.
Thanks, man. Should we take a picture and put it on Facebook?
Yeah, why not?
Social media, the bosses love that stuff.
Oh, yeah, they love that.
That'll get people talking.
We'll get spotlights really, really shine it up.
I got a blister on my foot, too, right from, you know where I'm from? The sand. At the beach on Sunday. The sand was so hot, I got a blister on my foot.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah, man. I'm broken.
Your foot's in trouble.
I'm in bad shape.
Say B, Roger and JP, 619. My partner has planter's wart on his foot.
Mm.
And yes, in 2015, the prescription was the acid for the removal of the wart and then duct tape.
And I also, I told you I got a blister on my foot from the hot sand at Atlantique.
Breaking blister?
Now I have a myriad of people on Facebook sending me pictures of the blisters on their feet that they got from the sand. What a way to start my day.
This guy has something about the wart. Go ahead. What do you got, sir?
I had 6 removed from each foot about 10 years ago.
Oh.
And I had to worry about the blood and everything bleeding for a day and a half, and everything was fine. What is this guy, nuts?
I don't know.
That's 6 from each foot? Are you sure?
At least 6, yeah. It was really bad. They were worse having them than having to take it out.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's coming from the human papillomavirus.
Yeah, how do you get? I've never heard of 6 on each foot. What did you step in? How does it even happen?
I have no idea.
It happens in the virus and whatever that's in the body, and it's the same thing. More warts. Same thing that causes cervical cancer, but it's a different strain of the virus.
Hold on a second. You're telling me I have human papillomavirus?
That's what causes the
blisters.
Everybody, pretty much everybody has it.
Oh boy. No. I'm feeling faint. I'm going down.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Like, that's why the women go for their paps and all that stuff.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And men, they could have that, and they could be a carrier of it. There's no test for it other than taking vinegar and wrapping it around a certain part and seeing if it turns white.
Listen to me. You just ruined my day.
Oh, I plan on that. That makes my day now.
Oh, God, I hate you. I don't even know who you are. I hate you.
Oh, if you remember years back, you were in a King Cullen deli in Bayshore.
Okay, right.
Okay, and I talked to you a couple of times since then.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
Yes, I am. I love being a bad person.
Take care, man.
Have a good one, guys.
Oh, that is the worst news you can get.
There's no way I have HPV.
You're a carrier of the human papillomavirus.
My wife would have got it, wouldn't she?
Maybe she's got it.
She doesn't. She just got a clean bill of health.
Maybe it's like, you know what, it's sitting underneath in your carrier, but it's not out yet?
She just went to the chicky doctor. All's good. Yeah.
The chicky clean?
Yeah, chicky's clean.
Well, I guess you got it on your foot.
Ted's laughing. You are looking a little queasy, though, I'll tell you that.
I was ready to pass out when that guy was on the phone.
Yeah.
Stay in your studio, woo! Ted. Don't come near him. You can get HPV.
Do me a favor. Look that up, Ted. I don't know if that can't be. I got to look. Nah, I'm freaking. I can't be.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 625.
Oh, boy.
Breaking news. JP has plantar warts, and it's caused by the human papillomavirus.
I thought that guy was lying.
It gets under your skin or something?
Ted, hold on.
Causes warts in your foot?
I just Googled a little of it, too.
Did you get that first one from the Mayo Clinic?
I have one here. Yeah, that's on here.
Yeah, it's not good.
Don't look at pictures, Ted. It's like the anti-porn.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
It'll make you fall out of your chair and
faint. I thought
that
guy was joking. Plantar warts are caused by an infection with the human papillomavirus in the outer layer of the skin on the soles of your feet.
That's hot.
Oh.
How do you get human papillomavirus?
It could have. It's just like walking around the locker room, wet feet. The HPV strains that cause plantar warts aren't highly contagious, so the virus isn't easily transmitted by direct contact, but it thrives in warm, moist environments. Consequently, you may contact the virus by walking barefoot around swimming pools.
WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 629.
That dude wrecked my day.
If you're just joining us, JP has plantar wart on his foot that has been, is being treated by a doctor and using some sort of wart remover and duct tape to get it removed. But some guy said it's the human papillomavirus that causes it, and that seems to be true. You look at the Mayo Clinic website, and
Ted,
that's very credible and legit.
I have foot AIDS.
The HPV?
I have AIDS on my foot. I have foot AIDS. I don't know what to do.
How do you get... Is the only way to do it is get plantar warts and just get rid of them and that's it?
Apparently I get... To get rid of foot AIDS, you use duct tape.
You're looking up the human papillomavirus. I was looking up uses for duct tape. Did you know you could hem your pants with duct tape? or get rid of pesky flies with duct tape?
You think this is a joke?
Catch pesky flies.
Do you think this is a joke?
You could also reinforce bookbinding with duct tape.
Hey, Dick, do you see me? You see me right now? Do I look like I want a joke?
The strange thing is what I was looking for was how it removes warts. And so far, it's not on here between hang Christmas lights and make a toy sword.
Are you done? How about consoling me?
Make hand puppets?
How about consoling me?
Make bicycle streamers.
I'm going through a tough time right now.
You are. My daughter had whatever wart on her finger and it got rid of it, so I'm sure this with the wart remover and the duct tape will get rid of your human papillomavirus.
Now I have to go to the gynecologist. I'm freaking.
Yeah, you have to go to the gynecologist.
Something. I feel like I need to be in stirrups. Something has to happen. There's no shot for this?
I guess there's no shot.
There's no shot for this? The answer is duct tape?
Yeah.
I'm losing it. I'm not like I know I'm like kind of joking around about it, but I'm like
it's a little strange.
I'm not
to know that you have anything that's called papillomavirus.
No,
human papillomavirus. It sounds serious, but I guess it's not.
That causes like cervical cancer in chicks.
Wow, guys, it causes plantar warts.
I know, in guys, it causes foot AIDS. I got foot AIDS.
No, it doesn't cause anything else, right? There's nothing else serious that besides the foot. Like it doesn't go up your leg or anything, right?
I don't know, bro. I'm not going any further in this little discussion here. If I go any further, it's over and I'm leaving. You're going to be doing this thing solo.
Meanwhile, the duct tape info is endless.
What? Yeah, I don't care about the duct tape.
You can fix your auto hoses short term.
What, Ted?
Make a temporary
can you
roof
shut
shingle?
Up? What? What? See, Ted's the only one who feels me right now.
Yeah, I'm just feeling a little queasy.
Yeah. He's the only one who's looking at me with any sort of sorrow in his eyes. The rest of you, nobody gives a rat's ass.
You could actually tape a broken window glass
can I tape
with
your,
duct tape.
Can I tape your mouth shut?
And a trash can when the raccoon's getting there. You can fix it.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot of good stuff in this article.
Why don't you care?
But I still think Toy Sword is the best.
Brett, do you care?
Of course I care.
Thank you.
Your pain is my pain.
Thank you. Want to see it?
No. Not really.
Are you sure? I'm going to hold
all right,
on.
Maybe a little.
Should we put it up?
Is it red? Or is it
hold on.
White from the acid?
The blister from the beach sand is red.
That ought to be really awesome. Ted, you ready? Hold on.
I'm ready, yep. I got to look. I can't look away.
Want to look through your fingers? Like cover your...
You see it? Like you could barely even see it there, but it's a little...
You can't even see anything.
It's a little hurdy. That's why I think...
Which one is that?
What do you mean?
It just looks like a dirt stain on your foot.
That's the duct tape.
No, I didn't start with the duct tape. But yeah, that's the foot aids right there. That's just a blister. That's the foot aids.
That's so dramatic.
No, it's not.
I really thought it was going to be more red or white or sore looking or, you know, something.
Yeah.
It looks like skin.
It's HPV, bro.
It's HPV.
This is HPV. I have the human papillomavirus on my foot and nobody seems to care. I think you guys suck. I'm coming off a heart injury. Do you understand? I'm still recovering from a heart procedure. And now I have foot aids, and you guys don't care.
If the foot aids can't get to your heart, I wouldn't worry so much.
I don't know. How do I know if the foot aids can get to my heart? I don't know if it can go up.
Ted will keep researching.
One in a million chance.
See? He already looked it up.
Dude in Canada got struck by lightning and hit lotto. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It can happen.
6:33.
Start to care, goddammit.
The paranoia continues.
No, it's going to get worse. You know me, man. This is going to get way worse. Now I'm going to touch everything in here.
So far this morning, not doing too badly here on the roads. A little bit more traffic.
Or go to HassleAutoBody.com. And when your insurance company tells you where to go, you tell them where to go. Hassle Auto Body.
6:38, Roger and JP on BAB. Coming up in a minute, we have a couple of people on hold who want to talk to you about your planner's wart on your foot and your human papillomavirus.
Whatever, man.
It doesn't sound good.
You people are all dicks.
Ted's sweating profusely. I can't stand to read the symptoms.
I just want to be held. Nobody wants to hold me. Everybody wants to kick me while I'm down. You guys,
warts
suck.
And duct tape on your body.
I have one wart and it's foot aids. I'm forget it.
All right, we got a guy hanging on. Who's got to tell you something. One little story.
Caused by the human papillomavirus, and I'm flipping. I'm not doing so good.
This guy has some experience here with it. Good morning, BAB. Go right ahead.
Hey, baby, good morning. JP, I feel for you. I had one of those, and it's not a pretty procedure to get it taken care of the traditional way of laser surgery.
Yeah.
The laser didn't hurt. The anesthesia, the guy put a needle right into it, and then put like an air gun into it. Two different types of anesthesia. Then he did the laser. I didn't feel a thing with that.
Oh, my God.
Gripping a chair with pain. I wanted to kill the guy right there.
Honestly, I'm at the point. Just cut the foot off. I swear to God. Cut the foot off and call me Peg. I'll be good.
That's horrible.
Goodbye, right. Cruel world.
Thank you.
Later.
It's all over.
I just got another email. Hey, man. I had a planner's wart, and holy effing S. The doc removed it, and I was clawing at the ceiling, and he did it wrong, and it spread. Pure torture for 10 weeks. Pure torture. And I had to report the doc for screwing it up, and the laser with the second doc, I hit the ceiling again.
This all sounds... for a simple wart.
This is the worst support group ever.
102.3 WBAB. It's true. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. .3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. At 6:49, JP's planner's wart on his foot has become a subject, both for how to treat it, how much pain there is, and the fact that it's part of a human papilloma virus, which is really the weirdest and scariest part. Because
Ted, I didn't think you
gets under your skin.
I didn't think you were going to come back into the studio until you knew we were done with this.
And I heard it in the kitchen as I was making the coffee.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, one more guy who has some experience. Actually, this guy says he wants to make you feel better about your situation with your human papillomavirus that you have.
I'm sure he does.
You're contagious with.
It's foot aids.
Foot aids?
Rog.
HPV.
Let's not talk about I got something, you know, dripping.
Hey, what do you got going on? Go ahead.
So I just wanted to call in because I actually have a yeast infection under my skin, and it's embarrassing, and I think maybe that'll maybe make him feel better.
It would if I didn't, about a year and a half ago to 2 years ago, have a yeast infection by my balloon knot.
Which he thought, what did you think it was? So did you think it was a tail or
so
something?
So while I appreciate your concern, I win. Try walking.
Yeah, I really can't argue with that.
Try walking around with a really itchy a-hole.
I mean, I got a jock itch from it, too.
Dude, I want to kill, I should just kill myself.
Guys with yeast infection on the next Geraldo.
Right. You can't get this kind of entertainment anywhere else.
I mean, I walk around looking like a cheetah because this makes my skin splotchy and red.
Oh, you see, I didn't get that.
And you look like a cheetah.
It's hard to explain to my girlfriend what it is. It's like, oh, something goes with the seasons, and because it really does.
Basically,
when you're sweating, it gets worse.
Basically, unless somebody calls up with leprosy, I'm winning.
Yeah, no, you really can't argue with that.
Take care, buddy.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
I remember when I had to come back in the day after that doctor's appointment and tell you, because we were talking about what was going on, and I was just like, I don't understand. It's the itchiest thing I've ever felt. Like,
right.
And like the
satiating on your lower back.
No, it was low. It was in my.
Oh, that's different from the tail thing I was picturing.
Right, that was years. The tail was years and years ago.
That was something
else. This was like when I had to come back in and tell you guys that I had a yeast infection. That was the worst. That was up there. Like,
How did that happen?
That was a rough one, man. Sweat.
That's it?
Sweat.
Just moisture, constant
moisture?
Yeah,
I guess I was, whatever I was doing. I was coaching at the time, I think. I might have been, whatever.
Yeah. You were a little musty.
Yeah, I guess so.
I want to talk about vaginas!
Yes, we should do something. We should get...
Well...
This is like that moment in history of the world. Get off fat! Get off fat! Yeah.
All right, so your foot will be a couple of weeks of this warm remover duct tape thing, and then we'll maybe get some updates, maybe every couple days.
Suddenly, chiggers don't seem that bad, honestly.
That was Ted's condition, if you don't know, years ago, where he had little bugs under his skin on his his calves and his ankles.
See, but the chiggers are still gross because with the yeast infection, it grows in dark, like moist places.
Right.
All I had to do was not dry off enough after a shower. I mean, I shower every day, you know that.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Uh huh. And that's not as bad as chiggers, or it is?
No, dude. Those are live bugs living under his skin. I think he wins.
Hey, we're happy.
Chiggers is bad. Ted, with his chigger history.
Right.